When it comes to what is the happiest state, I mean, it's probably no surprise that at the top of the list is what? What do you think?
Someplace very warm.
Yeah, someplace
where
very
it
warm.
Stays warm.
Very warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not a big surprise there.
Cost of living's kind of up there, though.
Yeah, but it's gorgeous and
wind
warm.
And waves and beach, yeah.
Did I mention it's warm? Did you
know
it's warm?
Don't see snow very often.
No. Sometimes on the upper, I think they do on the upper volcano tops. Yeah, maybe.
Basically, what this group did is they took five different categories and looked at those and lumped them together. And so no big surprise. I mean, Hawaii is just where it's, you know, you think of it as sunny and 70, like all the time. Mm-hmm. They came out on top. Wisconsin's in the middle of the pack, actually. We're ranked 24th, showing up in the middle there.
Okay.
As Gallup polling people on their well-being of career, social, financial, community, and physical.
Okay.
Feel bad for West Virginia because the Hilltop State is on the bottom.
Oh.
I feel like we would be higher, but winter kind of wrecks
the
curve.
Winter kind of, yeah, destroys the curve. Well, friends, if you're looking to get away to that number one Hawaiian spot. 20 hours ago. This was as of 20 hours ago. So get on your computers right now because apparently you can now buy round trip tickets to Hawaii for as little as $298.
And again, $300 is really
bucks
cheap.
To get to and from Hawaii. Oh,
for round trip.
Goodness. Like, that's unheard of because usually flights are like $700 each way or more. And yeah, so apparently there's some big war going on between Hawaiian Airlines and Alaskan Airlines, and they have been slashing their prices.
Huh.
I really want to go.
Honestly, everyone in Wisconsin right now, raise your hand. I know this is radio. Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Hawaii or Alaska?
Yeah, where would Hawaii. You
I know Alaska's beautiful.
Yeah. I'll go there in the summer.
But yeah,
thanks.
Right now, I think Hawaii's the
It'd
more
be fun
attractive
to go to
destination.
Both, but
it
yeah,
would be.
Right
yeah.
now, yeah, I'd take Hawaii. In fact, just last night at the Y, there was a guy who was saying, yeah, he just spent 9 days in Hawaii.
And then he came back.
Yeah, yeah, he came back to this mess. So all of this record-setting snow.
The only downside to these tickets are that you have to fly out of San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Jose, Oakland. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so you have to get.
So you got to get.
So they
to
get
California.
You on the other side yeah. to get over yeah, to San yeah. Fran.
But
whatever.
If I lived in California, I guess I still wouldn't care as much because it's not 16 yeah. below.
Yeah. Well, thanks for
I'm
giving us the fine print
dreaming.
There at the end
I'm
of that.
I'm just dreaming, guys. Let's go. Let's do the show remotely.
I'm
Hawaii.
Dreaming of white sandy beaches.
Here's the thing, though, beyond everything else we told you in terms of this happiness survey, the national score of happiness has been falling. Since 2014.
Great.
So for about 5 years, we're, as a country.
Did they do one of these surveys for cows?
Yeah.
Because I'd be curious to know where those cows are truly happiest. Looking at you, California.
Yeah. There we
no,
go.
No, they're the
messing
strawberry
with the data.
State now.
Caleb and Hillary, I now know why maybe folks have been waiting to make their pledges today.
Why?
It's all clear to me now. Yeah.
Why?
Remember, now, let me just set it up. We had five. I didn't have any. Caleb came in this morning. I'm like, dude, nothing. Got nobody who's come on. I've been promoting One Source Imaging Week and the whole deal. Maybe it wasn't saying Mug Day right away, which, by the way, it's one listener, right? A mug
yes.
filled with candy. We'll draw for that coming up this morning. But it's Procrastination Week.
There you go. That would
everybody's
be
celebrating early.
And in
yeah.
fact, they
Seems
pushed
ironic.
This off from, it's supposed to be the first week of the year, so they pushed it off 2 months already the way it is. So it's a whole bunch of things today. You know, we're into March now. It is Hug a GI Day. It is Pound Cake Day.
Yes,
and I'm like,
please. Give me some strawberries with that.
Listen to her. It is Women in Construction Week.
I should build something.
Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah. Cheerleading Week. Pet Sitters Week. Pet sitting.
Oh.
Now, there's some good money, right?
Yes.
Pet sitting.
Yes.
Is, yeah.
I yeah.
There's people even apps for that now, too. I mean, there's apps for people who will walk your dog or also, because you know, I've looked into this before when we need to leave Arlo somewhere, how much it would cost. And you can actually download an app and find folks to come watch your dog while you're gone.
Caleb, there's an app for everything. Hey, Caleb's got a great story from Rice Lake from over the weekend, but a few more things going on this week. Hillary, it is International Scrapbooking Industry Day today.
Really?
Yeah.
I am a scrapbooker.
There you go.
I love this day. Okay.
We are also supposed to recognize our dental assistants all week long.
I'm getting a filling replaced
Man,
today.
You're
I'm
just...
hitting like all of these.
And it is National Grammar Day.
That would be Caleb's.
Yeah, that's more mine.
I don't got nothing on that one.
Caleb, you have a great story out of Rice Lake from over the weekend.
Yeah, so this is something I hadn't even realized it, honestly, until my dad mentioned in church on Sunday. But this was something that literally has been a dream for a ministry in Rice Lake for the past 18 years, since 2001. Yesterday, I was privileged to be able to go to the open house for the LifeSpring home. And now this is a maternity home, a home to care for pregnant single mothers. It's an offshoot of the Ministry of Pregnancy Help Center, which, of course, my church and my family are very, very close to, very involved in, and a chance to literally and figuratively wrap our arms around single moms who are struggling and pregnant with a child. And we were able to see this come together. So again, 18 years, a dream here. And then it would have been, I believe, November, a property was found in Rice Lake, literally a block and a half from where I grew up. Wow. In Rice Lake, this home. Hmm. And needed a lot of tender love and care, this property, but it was found with a good offer. And then the number of people who've been involved in making this not only livable, but just a gorgeous home. And with this open house, there were so many people there, and to be able to walk through this home, see everything that's done, pray over this home and what it's going to do, as there will be house parents there who will mentor these young women. There'll be the opportunity too, if they have a small child already and then pregnant with another one, to have, there's little toddler beds, there's toys, and just a gorgeous home. And it was just, it was amazing to see how this had come together and how many people had been involved through prayer, but also the amount of physical work from painting and flooring. To see the fingerprints of God all over this yesterday was just one of those things where, just being part of the living church, I was just absolutely amazed at what God has done. So that was a moment where you give all the glory to Him and say, wow, what you're doing is just incredible. And we talk about being pro-life.
Yeah.
But this is the literal outworking of that, right? That we want to protect the unborn and take care of those who are facing very difficult situations in that. And a great chance to see it.
All right, before you step it up, you know, an oxymoron is a figure of speech in which apparently contradictory terms appear together. And so I thought we could go around the amigo table here a little bit and just share some of these.
We'll act naturally.
Yeah, that's the first one. How about found missing?
Okay, my personal favorite, and I'm about to encounter this month, airline food.
Again, oxymoron, same difference. I've said that one a lot.
Almost exactly.
Sanitary landfill.
How about living dead?
How about small crowd?
How about peace force?
Plastic glasses.
Tight slacks.
And pretty ugly nose.
Now, sometimes people have also added to that list. If you've got an oxymoron, go ahead and let us know. 396-1670.
Jumbo shrimp.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Some people have said, this isn't me, but some people have said, what do you mean military intelligence? So again, that's not fair. That's not fair. All right.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.